That's right. So I'm jumping the two. It's our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 4th of August. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 70 AD, Emperor Titus ended the siege of Jerusalem as part of the First Jewish-Roman War after destroying Herod's temple. The destruction of both the First and Second Temples is still mourned annually as the Jewish fast Tisha B'Av. The Arch of Titus, celebrating the Roman sack of Jerusalem and the temple, still stands in Rome to this very day. Gratian, son of the Roman Emperor Valentinian I, was named co-Augustus by his father and associated to the throne at the age of only 8 years old on this day in the year 367. August 4th in 1693 is the date traditionally associated to Dom Perignon's invention of champagne. It's not actually clear whether he actually invented champagne or not. However, he was credited as an innovator who developed the techniques used to perfect sparkling wine. So wouldn't have champagne as we know it today without Dom Perignon back in 1693. 1783, Mount Azuma erupted in Japan, killing around 1,400 people on August 4th. The eruption also caused a famine to occur, which resulted in an additional 20,000 deaths. The governor of Western Australia complained of receiving too many convicts as 300 ticket of leave men arrived unexpectedly on August 4th in 1851. Too many crooks. I kind of feel like there's a sitcom in there somewhere. 1873, as part of the American Indian Wars, while protecting a railroad survey party in Montana, the United States 7th Cavalry under Lieutenant Colonel Custer clashed for the first time with the Cheyenne and Lakota people near the Tongue River. Only one person on each side was actually killed in the ensuing skirmish there. We know things didn't quite work out so well when it was a little bit higher in his career. General Custer, when he went up against some of the first peoples there in the American Indian Wars. The Great Fire of Spokane, Washington destroyed some 32 blocks of Spokane, prompting a mass rebuilding project happened on today's date in 1889. As part of World War I, in response to the German invasion of Belgium, Belgium and the United Kingdom declared war on Germany, with Australia also entering the war on today's date in 1914. Anne Frank was arrested in Amsterdam by German security police following a tip-off from an informer who was never identified on August 4th in 1944. And finally, in 1993, a federal judge sentenced Los Angeles Police Department officers Stacey Kuhn and Lawrence Powell to 30 months in prison for violating motorist Rodney King's civil rights. Rodney King, you might remember, was the subject of that famous holiday video which showed him on the ground being beaten mercilessly by Los Angeles police officers, including Kuhn and Powell, and became a massive rallying factor around, well, police treatment of minorities in the United States. The earlier acquittal of some of the officers involved sparked off the infamous 1992 LA riots. Got some very famous birthdays for you as well. Elizabeth the Queen Mother, mother of our dear monarch Lizzie II. She was born on this day in 1900. Richard Belzer is 73. Billy Bob Thornton is 62. The Obama-rama, 44th President of the United States and first in our hearts, Barack Obama, is 56 today. Betty's parting today now that he's, now he's not in that top job, because that looks like a pretty thankless job to me. The man I think is objectively the best-looking man in the entire world, Daniel Day-Kim. I'll look at it scientifically. He is just an extremely good-looking guy. He is 49 today. Daniel, if you may be looking to party, if you haven't got anybody else to hang out with, give me a call. And twins Cole and Dylan Sprouse are turning 25 today. Some very famous musos as well. Guitarist Herb Ellis was born on this day in 1921. Paul Reynolds of Flock of Seagulls is 55. You've been hearing a bit of a track from them under what I've been saying this morning. I ran so far away. Jessica Mowboy is 28, but going out on someone different today.
black pearl, precious little girl. Let me lift you up where you belong.
This one going out to Yolanda Whittaker, also known as Yo-Yo. The American hip-hop artist and actress known for her lyrics pushing female empowerment and denouncing the kind of sexism usually found in the hip-hop game. She's head of the crew, the Intelligent Black Women's Coalition, and since 2013 has been running a musical academy called the Yo-Yo School of Hip-Hop, going out on probably her most famous track. This is Black Pearl on This Day in History for 2SER.